Jai, happy Labor Day to you. Are we going to see meaningful games in September here? What do you think?
See some meaningful games. The question is, who are they
in meaningful for?
Meaningful for. I mean, the Jays have lots of games, Baltimore and New York and Seattle, and those teams are right in it. So those games are definitely going to be have a lot of meaning for those teams. Whether the Blue Jays can make them meaningful for themselves will depend on whether they can get on one of those crazy type of runs and try to put some pressure on it. You know, and I was just looking this up, too, you know, for all the people who see it the next month as pointless. You know, on September 2nd, 2011, the Tampa Bay Rays trailed the Boston Red Sox by 9 games. And
won the division.
No, we ended up winning the wild card.
Oh, it was a wild card? I thought they won the division that year.
That's where I saw it. Anyways, they ended up making the playoffs, and they chased them down. So you obviously need a little bit of help, but you know, for it to happen, they have to push the pedal to the metal, put some pressure on their opponents, and hope for some help.
Hope for some help is another factor, because the year you're referring to was a great comeback by Tampa, but they were chasing Boston. And I know some people don't think it matters that there's other teams also between the Blue Jays and the playoffs, but I happen to think it matters a heck of a lot, because you just talked about the Blue Jays schedule in September. Let's look at the American League East. So it's Baltimore and the Yankees that the Blue Jays are trailing. They trail Baltimore by 10, the Yankees by 8.5. But Baltimore and the Yankees also play each other 8 times, Shy. And somebody's going to win those games. So in other words, don't count on these teams going 0-26. So just by the nature, when you're, and you know, the Royals and the Tigers are still playing each other, and Cleveland is still in the mix as well. So there's an enormous lot of stuff that has to happen with this team. But you're so right. It does start with this team getting on a roll. Do you have any kind of a sense that they're capable of doing it?
Well, you know, we've seen them do it before. And I think if a team has done it before, then you know that there's some ability there. I mean, they've done it twice this season. They had, you know, the 25-7 stretch, and then they had the 11-2 run out of the All-Star, 11-3 run out of the All-Star break, excuse me. So, you know, it's not just a fluky segment where it was a one-time occurrence. Now, the signs of late have been that they aren't going to be able to pull it off again. You know, they've struggled to have any sort of consistent offense. That steady production hasn't been there. They've had some good pitching performances, and then they've had some games where they've kind of taken a step back. So the signs haven't been there. But, you know, you figure at some point Edwin Encarnacion is going to warm up a little bit. Adam Lind is going to warm up a little bit. Jose Bautista is already on a pretty good run right now. And if those three guys get going, and you know Cabrera does what he's able to do, and Jose Reyes starts running with it a little bit, all of a sudden that lineup is a lot more productive, and we've seen that their pitching staff can do or hold up their end of the bargain. So if they put that together, it's possible. But you know, I don't sense that it's imminent, but I can't say that I sensed it was imminent coming out of the All-Star break or, you know, in mid-May when they just kind of stumbled around a lot. So, you know, these things can flip on a dime. It's always possible, but is it likely? No, and I think the Blue Jays have to be in that right mind frame to just play it out and see where it takes them.
Further to that Dalton Pompey story, now he has tweeted, hometown kid getting a chance to play for his hometown team. I got the call. So grateful to everyone who supports me. Hashtag dream come true. I guess it's a sign of the times, though, Shy. So often we do get these stories on Twitter. Nothing about the Blue Jays, who they're calling up and not. But hey, when you're excited and you got a Twitter account, more power to you. And listen, gives a kid a chance to see what he can do in September. That's what September is all about, in addition to the playoff races, is seeing some of the young kids get a shot.
Yeah, well, I think part of this, too, the Blue Jays have to kind of get a look at anyone who can possibly be a factor for them in 2015. And you don't want to start thinking about 2015 just yet, because there is some season left. But they have have a lot of talent, and some guys with a lot of talent, some guys with a lot of ability. And they have to figure out whether they can contribute. And one of the things that, you know, you talk to certain people in the player development business, what they believe is really helpful is demystifying the big leagues, you know, giving them a little bit of a taste so that if they come back and are factors in 2000, the next season, it's not all new to them. They've been there before, and they can just kind of avoid some of the distractions and just really lock in on what they need to do. So, you know, Daniel Norris is coming up, Dalton Pompey coming up. I believe Kendall Graveman is going to be coming up. These are all guys who are part of the future. And whether or not they're ready to contribute right out of opening day to 2015 or, you know, their timeline is a little bit delayed after that, having some experience now this September will allow them to hit the ground running, hopefully, in the years to come. And that's really what the Blue Jays want to do, and that's what these September call-ups right now are all about.
Well, and that's every team in baseball in the same boat, and you may as well take advantage of it. And one thing you can do as well, you know, Shai, although, you know, a September call-up is not the same thing as having someone who's been in the major leagues, obviously, all year round, it does eliminate at least a little problem with depth and player options for a manager, because all managers do love September. At least there's some options on the bench you can exercise that you can't until August 31st.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the one thing that you worry about happening when, you know, September rosters expand is that managers get a little too crazy and start playing matchups really early in ball games, and, you know, just because they have way too many tools at their disposal. There's some theories out there amongst managers that there should be a, you know, active and inactive squads once rosters expand. So, you know, maybe you add three guys extra per game or something like that, so it doesn't get ridiculous. But I think from the Blue Jays' end now, they're not going to treat the season as if it doesn't exist anymore, because they're still sort of in it and they want to try to pursue that. Now, if they really fall out of it, I think we'll probably start seeing a lot the more of the kids than we otherwise would have. But I don't think that you're going to see anything ridiculous start happening if you have like these all, you know, rookie lineups or anything like that. At least not in the next couple of weeks anyways. I wouldn't anticipate that happening closer to the end of the season, particularly if the games start meaning less for them.
Well, and that's the key, and we'll see. They open up a three-game series in Tampa Bay. They're ahead of the Rays in the standings, and the Rays no longer have Rice, but that's been a tough place to play. Red Sox are not a very good team right now. However, they did play the Blue Jays pretty well. There's always an however. And then the Chicago Cubs at home, well, they better win those games because the Chicago Cubs still are not a very good team. And then Tampa again. But then, Shai, when you talked about meaningful, there isn't any question the September 15th to the end of the season segment is going to be meaningful, because it's Baltimore, Yankees, Seattle, and Baltimore again. And at the end of the day, isn't that what you want, the opportunity to play teams that you're trying to catch?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really what a lot of the Blue Jay hopes are pinned on. You know, if they have a really good week coming up, a week and a half, and Baltimore has, you know, a so-so week, and they can pick up a few games between now and that series that starts September the 15th, I believe it is, in Baltimore, you know, all of a sudden they've got an opportunity. And you know, you don't want to procrastinate in baseball, you don't want to leave it all to the end, but that's really where the Blue Jays are right now, and they'd have to go into Baltimore and sweep them, and then, you know, back to, and, you know, keep playing well, hope Baltimore continues to tread water, and then when they get them for the final three games of the season, look for, you know, another sweep or something close to it at that point as well. I mean, that's basically where they're at. So, you know, that's I think that gives you, I don't want to say, you know, a control of your own fate, because it's not at this point, but it gives you at least an outside, very slim opportunity if you play your cards right and you have some things break your way.
Phone lines are open, 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590. Let's hear from you, your thoughts on the Blue Jays season. Will there be meaningful games here in September? And let's perchance say they're not, and let's remove the semantics from it. Meaningful to the Blue Jays right until the end of the month, all right? Let's make it that way. Whether they make the playoffs or not, is that enough for you to determine this season a success for the Blue Jays, or will there still be a sense of disappointment from you? We welcome your phone calls, 416-870-0590. If you're listening on one of our Sportsnet radio network stations, try us, 1-888-666-0590. No charge to you. Same thing on your cellular phones. *590, Shai Davidi of Sportsnet with us, joining us, chatting about it tonight. So, Shai, let's play the devil's advocate then, and let's say, let's start with the Blue Jays do not play meaningful games at the end of the month. In other words, they fall back enough, and this just becomes more about an audition for next year, as opposed to them being in a meaningful race for that second wild card. How disappointing does that make this season in your mind?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of disappointment over the season because of the opportunity that they had, the way they were sitting, you know, midway through June, the way they were positioned at July 31st. I mean, they had at one point control of the division. They at one point had control of the second wild card, and they let both of them slip away for a variety of reasons, which we've discussed, you know, dozens of times. And I think that they're going to have to really reflect and do a lot of navel gazing to assess the real fundamental problems behind that. And sure, the injuries didn't hurt, but the way that roster was constructed, it couldn't sustain any sort of injuries like that. And I know injuries happen and they are oftentimes cause for why teams stumble, but you would think that this lineup would have been deep enough to overcome at least some of that, and they weren't able to. You know, there's some issues with the bullpen that were very problematic, particularly in April and into early May when they gave away a lot of games that they shouldn't have. And, you know, that's come back to cost them right now because there were, you know, if they split maybe half of the, you know, 8-10 games that they blew back then, you know, they're in much better shape right now. So there are a lot of flaws on this team that need to be addressed, and I think we're starting to see the first semblances of how that's going to happen with the call-ups this month, with some of the kids that they're going to look at and how they're going to try to repair this roster and recalibrate it for 2015. But they're also going to have to look at the core that they have and whether there needs to be some tweaks there, because that's a combination of people that, you know, has had a few kicks at the can, haven't gotten it done yet, and maybe there needs to be some changes there just to, you know, change the look, change the dynamics.
Well, and there will be some decisions by necessity with Cabrera and Rasmus for two off the top that require new contracts, and you have pitchers like Dickey and Burley still have contractual time left, but are getting older. And I guess it's, you know, shy of how you see the organization and how the organization wants to move forward. If you want to retain Cabrera and Rasmus and keep everybody and bring up the youngsters, well, there's only so many spots on the diamond to start with, and that necessitates a pretty high payroll when you look at it as well. So I know we're only guessing, but, you know, which direction do you think this team is going to go in? And especially, Shai, it's interesting to me if and it's impossible to even guess, but I'd really like to even have an idea. What is the starting rotation on this team going to look like next year? Are they going to use three kids?
Yeah, I wouldn't anticipate that the Jays would have all of Sanchez, Norris, and Stroman in the rotation again next year. But I think, you know, it's pretty safe to assume that Hutchinson, Stroman, and Sanchez would be there. And you know, Hutchinson would be the eldest of that group, and, you know, the most experienced, and that's saying something because, you know, he's in his first full season in the big leagues. And then, you know, you try to insulate that with, you know, maybe a Burley and a Dickey or Happ in some way, shape, or form. And there's a possibility that the Blue Jays might look to deal one of Burley or Dickey just to free up some salary so they could do some things in another direction. That's speculative right now, but I think we're going to see some creative things, or at least Alex and Hall just try to do some creative things this offseason to work with this group and work with this payroll. You know, my guess is that Colby Rasmus won't be back. My sense is that Melky Cabrera will probably price himself out of the Blue Jays' range. All this is just based on preliminary anticipations of where the markets are going to go.
Oh, it's realistic based on the way the team's operated in the past, for starters. So
I think those are some logical things to kind of look at. And then how do they fill those gaps? Are they going to be comfortable enough with a Pilar ghost platoon in center field, and then, you know, letting Pompey develop a little bit further at AAA before handing him the reins, or at least making him force their hands to get the starting job there? Or do they go out and sign some veteran guys some veteran stopgap types who can handle the job for a season or two, and again, let Pompey and the other kids force their hands. This is all going to be really interesting to see how they piece together, and I think we'll start getting a bit of a sense of what direction they might go over the course of this month. And again, you never want to put too much stock in a September result. It's often described as fool's gold, because you know sometimes you're playing teams who are also facing or also using their own kids. You know, the series with the Chicago Cubs comes to mind as one of those situations where it might not be the best evaluative portion of games, but you know, it's there are going to be a lot of different pieces at play for the next little while. And I think for the first time in, I don't know, at least a decade, you're seeing the farm system be productive enough to at least give the team some options and potential depth. And, you know, we've talked about depth so often, how the farm system hasn't produced enough pieces and things like that. Well, you know, if they can augment their core with some veteran guys and then have the youngsters, the prospects, just pushing up and providing that upward pressure from the minor leagues, that's kind of the ideal scenario. And then when you do have the inevitable injuries, you have some options to come up and fill the roles.
Finally, Shai, before we let you go, are you more optimistic or less optimistic about the Blue Jays' future after watching this season so far?
That's an interesting question. I think the one thing that bodes well for the Blue Jays, and again, something that they haven't had in a long time, is the fact that they finally have homegrown young pitching of their own. And that if they wanted to, they could go into this offseason and not have to worry about getting a starter. And when's the last time you could, you know, say that about the Blue Jays? So I think that is really, really helpful to them. And the fact is they have some depth in starting pitching, in young, talented starting pitching, not just kind of, you know, back into the rotation filler types. And that gives them an opportunity to direct some of their resources elsewhere to try and augment the lineup, try to, you know, finally figure out second base or third base, depending on what you want to do, Brett Laurie, and you know, address a bench and get a real bench for a change, one that has some guys who could step in and fill in for 2-3 weeks if needed, and you know, give manager John Gibbons some options in games.